Hi, my name is Sarah Suleiman. I'm a postdoctoral research fellow at the University of Cape Town. I have an immunology PhD from the University of Toronto and started working here with the South African TB Vaccine Initiative at the Institute of Infectious Disease and Molecular Medicine at the end of 2012. So my research focus broadly falls under two categories. The first one is looking for TB biomarkers. So I'm working mostly on identifying biomarkers of TB progression in household contacts of TB cases in Africa. And the second is understanding immune responses induced by vaccination, either with whole cell vaccines like BCG and other subunit vaccines that are currently in clinical development. So in terms of biomarkers, they are quantifiable molecular features that identify different disease outcomes. So for example, they can be diagnostic to understand if someone has the disease or does not have the disease. They can also be prognostic, so that assesses risk of progression to different levels of severity in the disease. And there are therapeutic biomarkers, so that that is mainly to understand the outcome of the treatment and whether someone is more likely to have a high success or low success of that intervention. So there are multiple points in the TB transmission cycle where biomarkers can be useful. TB, as we know, is transmitted aerosolly through particles in the air that have MTB. And biomarkers can be useful in understanding which individuals or which TB patients are expected to expel more MTB into the air and contribute more to the transmission cycle. And we actually have a project with the Desmond Tutu HIV Center that actually looks specifically at that. Secondly, when a healthy adult inhales MTB, most people become latently infected. And there are existing biomarkers to identify those who become latently infected. I'll talk about that in just a minute. But those biomarkers do not identify bacterial load directly, but rather the memory immune responses to MTB. After infection or exposure, some individuals progress to active TB disease and some don't, and we've been working on identifying biomarkers to define people who are at high risk of progression to active TB disease. Finally, if someone gets TB disease or progresses to TB disease, it's useful to identify biomarkers of treatment response or the likelihood of treatment success. So if we identify individuals early in the treatment cycle who may not be able to clear the bacterial load after the 6 months of antibiotic treatment, then it would be helpful to identify maybe novel strategies or treatment combinations that would be beneficial to clear the bacterial load. So in terms of biomarkers that are currently available for TB, there are two widely used biomarkers of TB infection. And as I mentioned, they do not measure bacterial load, but rather immune responses that would define who was previously exposed or sensitized to mycobacteria. The first one is tuberculin skin test, which is widely used in the clinical field. And basically, it's a small injection of MTB lysate. And if you have an induration following that injection, then that assesses that that person has been previously exposed to mycobacteria. The second one is interferon gamma release assay, which is more of an exploratory assay and still not as widely used in clinical settings, but more in research settings. And it basically measures interferon gamma release from whole blood in response to mycobacteria, specifically mycobacterial antigens that are present in MTB, but not other related mycobacteria. So it specifically looks for TB infection as opposed to prior vaccination with BCG, which is also a mycobacteria or other environmental mycobacteria. And recently, actually, we have a large collaboration with other groups in Seattle and other groups all over the world, and identified a 16-gene signature, looking at genes that are expressed in the blood that defines from people who are infected, who is at high risk of progressing to active TB disease. And this has been recently published in the Lancet journal, and we have actually just started a clinical trial called CORTIS, Correlates of Risk Targeted Intervention Study, with a number of South African sites, including Orem, Caprisa, Stellenbosch, and us here, SATVI at Cape Town. And basically, the concept here is to stratify people who have this active signature, who have this 16-gene signature, to see if targeted interventions of individuals with these signatures would reduce their risk of progression to active TB disease.